This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
RJ Choppy here. I'm back, baby!
I watch more football than you do. Below the Belt. Not officially taking place today because Bobby is out sick. It's Sean and RJ with you here to kick off the week. Thanks for being a Total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. Of course, Cowboys-Eagles, the breaking news from 2 hours ago to start off the next NFL season, Thursday night in Filthy. Well, let's talk about a rookie quarterback starting off his career in Cleveland. There's a couple of them.
There are. Dylan Gabriel getting first-team reps, and Shedeur Sanders shining. They're saying shining.
Well, it's very important to describe who's saying it. In my opinion, if it's Mary Kay Cabot, I trust her. There's this guy, Tony Grossi,
who's been there forever.
I don't know. Is he trustworthy? I don't know.
I don't know enough about the ins, the outs of Cleveland Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, he sounds sketchy. I remember him in my mind in the past just being like, all right, let's not believe this guy 100% of the time. But here's what he said. It was in the team drills and 7-on-7s that you could really see the difference between Gabriel and Shedeur. Gabriel seemed to be more assertive, more decisive in the dropbacks. This is where I start rolling my eyes. And certainly his passes had a little more torque on them than Shedeur. And Gabriel was tremendously accurate. Shedeur was not inaccurate. He gets the ball there. He can layer the ball. Even if it's not a perfect spiral, that's just the way he throws the football. If you didn't know who either player was, you'd think number 5, Gabriel, looked the better of the two.
I have no idea what what is a layered throw?
That's why I roll my eyes.
How do you judge how much torque is?
How decisive are you in your dropback?
How torque? I've never heard somebody describe a football being thrown as, boy, he's got a lot of torque on that one.
He showed more enthusiasm for receiving the snap.
Yeah. So, okay, that's one thing. I am falling smitten. A little smitten, not full smitten.
All right,
smitten, little
all right,
smitten
all right.
For Shedeur. Because
you know who endorsed them?
No. He was the last one off the field. With practice. He stayed after. He was running up hills.
I saw that.
See, you hear the things he's saying. You know, like in this clip that you won't be able to hear this because he's smiling, but
he looks like a little boy out there too.
Yeah,
he doesn't look like a man. He looks like a little boy, and he has done a nice job. Opening weekend, I don't think he could have done a better PR job.
Yeah, better PR job. You're right, but he talked about getting hatred at a young age. From a lot of the people out there on social media. I thought, now listen, there was a big smile on his face when he was answering this. He kept looking at the reporters, right? He kept looking at it. He wasn't just like kind of staring out in the space. He looked like he was actually paying attention to the question and looked like he was taking interest in this.
99% of hatred is, you know, towards Pops. And then I'm just his son. So it really just comes from that. And I told him that too. But, you know, it just comes from him. But then, you know, they didn't grow up in an era to where, you know, they watched him play, so they don't have anything too much negative, whether they say flashy, this, that. Like, just the older generation that do it to me rather than the younger people. Because when I come in person, there's no negativity I see, but it's all over online. So that's why I say I like going in person and actually meeting them. And any questions they have, I say, just ask me whatever question you want. Pick any question. No filter, no anything.
I know.
One second, I got you. But yeah, that's what they say, and then I just answer whatever they need me to answer. But the most question they asked me was just like, how is it mentally going through all this? And I just told them it's just like playing quarterback, so I can't be fazed by it.
Yeah, I thought that was a good answer.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good answer. And then the hang on, I'll get you. I'll get right to you. You know, that showed like he was in control. You know, little things like that. It's like, this is my interview. This is my press conference. I'm in charge.
But what Mel Kiper refused to understand was what Kevin Stefanski had to deal with after the practice ended. Mm-hmm. He got peppered.
Yeah.
He got lit up.
And they weren't about the guy who was getting first team reps, I bet.
Yeah, they're like, why did Dylan Gabriel throw before Shador? I don't know. He was picked before him?
Yeah.
First off, don't ask me a stupid question. I'm not going to answer stupid questions like that. That's what I would have said out there. But this is not going to stop. It is not going to stop. And that's what Kiper did not get.
Right.
If you did not believe he was a stud starter, is this worth it in your backup?
That's your question. That's the question that you had to answer.
That's the argument that Quinn Ewers' agent tried to make on the show with us last week.
And look, I think there's some fairness to it. The level of star would be different. You know, what is Quinn versus Shador versus Gabriel versus any other player that Tyler Shuck, you know, you draft Tyler Shuck, nobody knows who that is. You know, college football fans know, the majority of the people are like, who's this Schoff guy?
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? So it's like, when you're going to draft somebody like Shador, he's got the name. First of all, he's got the first name that everybody, he's one of these players that could just go by their first name.
Yep.
It's a unique first name. He's also got the last name. Everybody knows the Sanders family in football. He's got, you know, obviously he has the all-world Heisman Trophy teammate. He was the most famous player in college football, arguably. And then he's got the famous dad. So this was never going to be somebody who could slide in here and blend in with the furniture. That's not Shador Sanders. That's not Shador. He also was asked about getting an endorsement from the president when the president tweeted the night of the draft, who are these idiots not taking Shador, yada, yada, yada. Like, he's just like his dad. His dad was a great player. He'll be a great player. Somebody pick him. And he talked about that.
I was truly thankful for it. Including him, it was a lot of fans, a lot of people in barbershops, a lot of hairstylists. It was a lot of just fans, you know, of me and of my craft and of my family that was there to support. So, I was just thankful that I have that foundation overall, just as people, and we all could come together as one.
Comes across very chill.
He does. You have to be unfazed to play quarterback, and he comes across as relatively unfazed. You know, like, he could have handled the prank call much worse.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He could have handled the prank call like a... He could have lost his mind.
Well, he's getting ready for his million-dollar party that got thrown afterwards with all the celebrities.
Yeah, and so he didn't. He didn't lose his mind. So I think, you know, PR-wise, ever since, you know, he's gone from the everybody thinks he's entitled to kind of a sympathetic figure to, you know, now somebody who is just trying to go about their day.
Meanwhile, Jerry Jones talking to the Cowboys rookies, Tyler Booker at the Stars game, getting the entire crowd hyped, making me fall even more in love with him sitting there in the first row of the AAC. People thought the Cowboys were not going to face the Eagles to start the season. They thought that Jerry leaked that it was the Giants to open.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
And when he was addressing the Cowboy rookies at practice.
How much this is about right now for you. Every drill, every practice is about right now. Because the biggest mistake I've ever seen any players make in your shoes is they thought, well, we'll get it done this next month, we'll get it done next year, whatever. This is an urgent son of a gun here. Now then, be smart about where we go from here. Take advantage of the best, I promise you, that I can find anywhere in the world to coach you. That's this staff sitting right here. That's these people sitting right here. Personally, as well as a organization, as a team, we need you to be smart and come in here and dig and go for it and get it out so we can line up against the Giants with you. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
And you're doing it for all of us when you do it. Congratulations on being a Dallas Cowboy. Yes, proud of you. Proud, very proud of you. Put your name on that script of being a great Cowboy and a great NFL player. Looking forward to getting to knowing you individually.
As Clarence Hill asked, why is he focused on the Giants and not the Eagles?
Not the Eagles.
And they're like, oh, you're opening up against the Giants again. But no, we're opening up against the Eagles on that Thursday. But for some reason, Jerry had the Giants in his mind.
When do you think the team knows they find out? When do you think Jerry and the team found out they were play in that Thursday game?
No idea.
Like this morning?
No.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Before today. I don't know what you're talking about. So that's Jerry addressing the troops. Derek Carr leaves Kellen Moore without a veteran quarterback. Now what are the Saints going to do? Derek Carr retires.
Well, they could, A, stick with Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler, right? They could do that. That's option one. Option two, they could go get Kirk Cousins on a trade. Option, although, is Atlanta going to trade Kirk to their... That's their biggest rival, Atlanta, New Orleans. That's their biggest rival. Are they going to sign Aaron Rodgers? This may be the best thing for Rodgers. I mean, like, if he wanted to be in Pittsburgh, would he not already be there by now? That's kind of what I'm thinking, right?
Right.
So maybe they go and get Aaron Rodgers. Or this sets it up, baby. This sets it up.
Trey Lance.
Tanking for Arch.
Oh.
There is no more perfect setup than the New Orleans Saints, Arch's hometown.
Oh.
Getting the number one pick in the draft. You know, Archie did what he did with Eli. There was the old story that Parcells told it, that Archie wanted Peyton to play for Parcells with the Jets, and he wanted Bill to commit, like, hey, would you take him number one? Because the Jets had the number one pick that year, and they took Keyshawn. And he said, I can't make that promise because the NFL gets on you about that.
Who was their quarterback?
The Jets?
Like, Parcells never gets killed for... Wait. The Jets didn't have the number one pick the year Peyton came out.
No, the year before.
Oh.
So he was going to leave early.
Oh.
So Archie was like, I'll have him come out, but you got to guarantee me you're going to take him number one.
Yeah.
And Bill was like, the NFL really gets on us about that. They don't like that. They don't like us doing that, so I'm not going to promise you.
I don't know if I buy that story.
I don't know if I do either. I think Bill talked about that in one of those 30 for 30 things. Because
if that's true, that's an all-time stupid Parcells move.
I mean, you would think. Yeah, it would be an all-time stupid. I don't know who their quarterback was back then. But so, you know, like that, I'm sure Archie would have a conversation with Mickey Loomis. Hey, you know, if you guys get the number one pick, yeah, we'll have Arch come out. That's his hometown. Like the family would come full circle.
Vinny.
In 96, they had Vinny, or 97? 98. Yeah, 98, they had Vinny. I think that was Vinny's first year there, though, so I don't remember who the quarterback was. It may have been like Neil O'Donnell after he went to Pittsburgh.
So tanking up for Arch.
Tanking for Arch, baby. Tanking for Arch.
You know, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, but I am surprised.
Abysmal for Arch.
Abysmal for Arch. I'm surprised, but not surprised by the amount of Arch hype. Leader for the Heisman, based upon what you saw last year, Peyton. I mean, if you had the option of Quinn coming back, I think you said that you would have preferred Quinn.
Yeah, because Quinn's been there. He's done that. He's led them the back-to-back semifinals, back-to-back at conference championships. He knew the offense. He knew Sark better. I mean, and Arch, I mean, sure, the potential is there. You know, you see all the ratings and how high he was coming out of high school. You know, long-term, obviously, Arch. But, like,
yeah.
Arch, he didn't start, you know, against UTSA, Colorado State. You know, he didn't start against big-time schools or play, really. He played a little bit of the A&M game, but, you know, that was just coming in red zone offense there. But, no, you know, you didn't really have a lot of Arch back then. So, I don't know. I mean, I would have gone Quinn, though, if he came back one more year.
Just a ton of assuming, leaping him at the top of the Heisman boards, number one pick in the draft, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't see that amount of hype realized and met. In his limited action last year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It was limited. And, like, you know, he got against – what did he play against? It wasn't UTEP. It was Texas State or something like that. He had a – I don't know. But, like, yeah, I didn't see a ton of it. But you could see also that there's a reason that this guy – I mean, he is different. He's not built like any of the other Mannings. I mean, the guy can run. The guy can run like the wind. And none of the Mannings ever have been accused of being a fleet of foot. By the way, the Jets did have the number one pick that year. They traded it. They traded out of the one in 97. So they traded back. They traded from 1 to 8. They took James Ferrier at 8. Number one that year, Orlando Pace.
Ooh. B-Lo.
D-Bell.
Every day at this time, with or without Roberto, who is hopefully back tomorrow from the sickness here on your home of the Cowboys. The kick occurred around the Metroplex have the Dallas Stars up 2-1. Let's celebrate it next on Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.